It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
It's the third and final hour of Live with me, Nayelu Pondwana. It is time for us now to turn to our daily focus, and today we're focusing on a history lesson. History, and as a history lover, I can tell you this, is full of conflicts, each leaving its mark in societies and shaping the world we live today. But amidst the battles and disputes, there are invaluable lessons to be gleaned, I suppose. On today's show, we'll take a reflection or a reflective journey through historical conflicts, examining both the resolutions that succeeded and the mistakes that made things worse. From biblical stories to more recent historical events, we'll uncover how past conflicts can offer guidance for handling today's disputes. And to help us do this is Pastor John Majuru. Good afternoon to you, Pastor. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good afternoon. Thank you. How are you?
I am very well. Thank you very much, Pastor. Are you ready for today?
Thank you, my leader. Sorry?
Shall we get into our conversation?
Yes. I was just connecting, but we can start. We are at the funeral, so I was preaching there. But now I think we can start. Now, yep. Even before we start, allow me to ask.
Yes.
On Wednesday, you had given me two outlines, so I don't know which one we are discussing. The other one was on conflict in the digital age. It was Wednesday, and also history conflict.
So we're going to be doing a historical lesson of the history conflicts today, Mfundis.
All right.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So yesterday when we spoke, we parted ways with you helping us to understand the biblical basis for all the personality types. So when we parted ways, we agreed that you'll come back and you'll educate us on what the Bible says about these personality types. Please take us through that before we get into the history lesson.
Thank you, my leader. I did a part of research. I hope this will be a part and parcel of the answer or what is needed. When we are talking in terms of biblical, when we are talking about personality, is a gift from God. As much as part of you as your hands or arms. But while personalities are designed by God, something happened that is 1,000 years ago. When we are talking about something which affected our personality, we are talking about the fall of man. Because of the fall of man, personalities also affected. In short, we are talking about a sin. Sin affected our personalities in terms of a conflict because rebellion also entered. With the introduction of sin into the world, according to Genesis chapter 3, conflict was present. The perfect union between God and man was distorted because of this sin. And because of sin, you know, when you read, apart from Genesis chapter 3, where we find how sin entered and made us to fall, which affected our personalities, you go ahead, if you read Mark chapter 12, verse 31, it helps you and me that among the commandment, we are commanded to show love, or we should love our neighbors as we love ourselves. So because of not having that love, because of sin, that's why we end up having such conflicts, which was affected because of sin. We need to be prayerful, especially James chapter 1, verse 19, reminds you and me that we need to quicken to listen and slow to anger. When we adhere to listen, this can help our personality. So in terms of biblical grounding, in terms of personality, my leader, I think this is what I can say. I don't know if this is part and parcel of the expected answer.
So can we conclude yesterday's conversation by saying the concepts that we learned from yesterday's lesson have nothing to do with the Bible? There are no personality types. We are not taught about personality types in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Can we conclude by saying in the Bible, there are no lessons, there's nothing we are taught about personality types?
I think the personality, it's there because I thought the introduction which affected the personality is sin. You find that like because of sin, now our nature distorts our personalities because the way we do things. Otherwise, when God created us, He created us with perfect as perfect human being. But the coming in of sin distorted everything.
That much I agree with you, Pastor. What I'm trying to establish now is when we outline the different personality types and when we attribute behavior to those personality types, and then when we extract lessons for life from those attributes of these people we claim to have certain personality types, that is all a matter of psychology. It's a psychological exercise. It's not a biblical one. Is that not correct?
It's correct.
Yeah. So we can move on. We can move on again, because I was struggling to get through that. But if we can agree that it's purely psychological, it's a psychology exercise, not a biblical exercise, I'm fine with that.
Yes.
Today, we're talking about history.
Yes.
So let's get into it. What are some of the notable historical conflicts that have had significant impacts on societies and nations?
Thank you, my leader. Some of the best examples, you know, when we talk about World War One, World War Two, when we talk about some of the battles which lasted for a long time, like Civil War of America, the Chinese War, the Japan War, and many. I may not go into deep, but those are few examples which we can learn, which help us to see that this historical conflict they impacted our society and our nation. Because when we talk about World War II, when we read the history, we find that many people, about 30 countries and many other people were affected, and many people died. You talk of World War One, many people died. You talk about the second Sino-Japan War, many people died. This impacted our nation. So those are some of the wars in terms of history. When as we are reading our history, we find that these notable historical conflicts that had significant impact on our society. Those are few. I know there are many, but those are just few examples, my leader.
How do biblical conflicts, such as those described in the Old Testament, for example, how do they offer lessons on conflict resolution and peace?
Thank you. Scriptures, normally, my leader, scripture encourages the inner thing to approach to a conflict resolution. We read in Proverbs chapter 15, when you read that one, we are counseled to say we need to have a gentle answer towards when something has happened. We not need to have that harsh. It's just an example we are giving even before we see others. For us to bring a peace and reconciliation, I think according to Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 28, it is very clear that in whatever what we do, a gentle answer will remove all that anger. So as we resolve this conflict, which impacts, especially when we look into history, it impacts our society, it impacts everything. I think we must get wisdom from Proverbs chapter 15, verse 1 and verse 28, which helps us that whatever what happened, I think we must be ready to pardon one another. I think we must be able to answer one another. I think we must be able to pull out of wickedness and all evil things, because these, they bring issues. Most of the time, if we read also, we can talk about the story of how God helped Joseph. You know, Joseph, when the son of Jacob resolved a very difficult conflict he had with his brothers. We know what happened. The brothers, they sold him. The brothers, they had jealous. The brothers, they hated him. But the story of Joseph, as you read in the book of Genesis, especially as you go to Genesis chapter 50, it is very clear that Joseph, even where he was in Egypt, when things started working otherwise and the other thing were not working well, when you read Genesis chapter 37, Genesis chapter 36, you will find the story of Joseph to give us an example to even his own brothers who betrayed him, throwed him in a pit, who sold him, but he was able to forgive. So sometimes, even as the members, as leaders, we must understand that even your own can reject you. Even your own can have problem. But let us learn from Joseph, as we read from the Bible, that he was able to forgive his own brothers, those who sold him, and be able to give them. Sometimes, you know, when you find yourself in a situation, you will find that the very people who disgraced you, the very people, they will still need your help. But you, as a Christian, you must stand and do the right thing. Another example, there are several examples in the Bible. Oh, we can talk about a man against a group, but let's speak about Elijah. Elijah was able to face the prophet of Baal on the mountain of Carmel. He challenged them to say, you worship your gods. Tell your gods to do these things. And he shouted, maybe he's not listening. But at the end of it, when Elijah came using the power, receiving power from God, things worked accordingly. So what am I saying? In biblical, in Old Testament and New Testament, the thing I'm learning about historical conflict is that we need to attach ourselves to God, because God only can help us. All these examples, talk about Joseph, he was helped about God, with God. Talk about Elijah, it was God. Talk about anything, any war, even children of Israel, when they fight, if they are with God, they were able to conquer, but without God, they were unable. So my advice to all of us as we are listening to me is that in whatever conflict we have, I think we must remember to pray to God, because only God can help us.
So I want to give you a few examples of conflict, and perhaps you can point out how we can learn how to resolve conflict in those biblical conflicts, right?
Yes.
There's the conflict between the Israelites and the people of Jericho. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
There is a conflict between the Israelites and the Amalekites.
Yes.
There is a conflict between the Israelites, particularly with one David, against a Goliath.
Yes, yes.
Those examples, how do we learn how to resolve? What principles can we learn on resolving conflict from those particular ones?
Thank you, my leader. In as much as I will mention a few ways and the things we need to do for us to resolve, I think the number one is that we need also to involve God in whatever what has happened. That is number one. Some of the steps which can help us to resolve conflicts is issue of communication. In as much as you learn that conflict, when it comes, it distorts everything. I think open communication is a key in a dispute resolution. Another one, we are saying we need also to have an ear to listen, active listening. Listening is what the other person has to say without interrupting. When there is conflict, we must allow somebody to speak so that we listen and see how we can come out of it. We must remove and end with a win-win solution whereby almost everyone is able to agree. Let me go back quickly to the Bible examples. All these examples we learn from the Bible, talk about David. David was very clear when he faced Goliath to say, you come in your own humanity, but me, I have come in the name of Jesus Christ. I think even us, that is the way we need to take things. When things are happening, I think the number one we should put is God. Like David who said, you have come with the army. You have come with all those things. Me, I have come in the name of God. He used just a stone. Even us, when things are happening, I think it's important, my leader, to come in the name of God. We talk about all those Israelites when they faced this huge army. We are told from the history, we are told from the Bible, that them they stand with God. Even Aaron, even Moses, for them to conquer, God must be on our side. I want to remind each one of us that in whatever dispute we have, it may be a family dispute, it may be at workplace, it may be in the community, I think God must be number one. The same way he helped David, the same way he helped the children of Israel, he's ready to help us. to conquer and to resolve the conflicts.
Okay. How have past mistakes in conflict resolution contributed to ongoing issues of further conflict?
Okay. Yeah. I can say I know that maybe yes, we are still young in this history of conflicts. We know when World War One, World War Two, and many other wars, even in the Bible, were happening. Some of us, we are not yet born. But my little experience I've seen in terms of conflict resolution, I think the first thing we need to understand is the issue of perception. And we also need to understand and acknowledge and understand this difference is a critical point. When we acknowledge that here there is a dispute, here there is a problem, and understand it's a step ahead to resolve a conflict. This is not only it does not only help us in finding a middle ground, but also enriches our point of view, making you a person who is effective leader. Because you, as a leader, as you go to resolve this conflict, it may be an history dispute. I think you must have that point of view and also be able to understand where is the conflict coming from? How can we resolve? Leaders looking into improving and make sure that there is a productive, sometimes a conflict comes, but we must fight to find a ground where everyone will be able to be involved and be innovative and be cooperative. With the right conflict resolution strategy in place, conflict can benefit organization by increasing psychological safety. So I'm here to remind each one of us that we must understand and be able to read in between the line and know the cause of the conflict and understand and see the viewpoint and be able to stand as leaders and do the right thing and bring almost everyone. Don't rule out people. Well, the very same people who are bringing argument, they are the people who can help us to sort out issues.
Okay, and I'm going to ask my final question, Mfundisi, and I'll let you go. We really are out of time now. In what ways can the resolution of historical conflicts, for example, inspire current approaches to handling disputes? Just cite one biblical one.
Okay. Allow me to cite David, as I mentioned, facing Goliath, whereby even the leaders, they are doubting. Even those who have been fought, they are saying, you can't bring that young boy. But, you know, him, he had that courage because he believed in God. So that is the history we need to understand. We must have that courage in putting out whatever what is happening. I think we must stand like David. With God on our side, my leader, everything is possible. For example, if you have a conflict, a husband and wife, I think if we involve God, we know that it's 100% step ahead and resolving. I think we need to learn. Look at the children of Israel when they were facing the Amorites. As long as God is on their side, they were able to conquer. So those are the examples which helps us in our life right now, that as long as Christ is on your side, I know we are living in the last days. I know we have challenges. I know we have more confusion. I know we have more conflicts. But I want to ask you and tell you that I've brought good news. And the good news is, let's be attached to Jesus Christ, because God on our side, we are able to conquer. God on our side, we are able to resolve problems. God on our side, we are able to resolve conflict. God on our side, the same way he helped David, the same way he helped the children of Israel, the same way he helped Joseph, the same way he can help all of us.
Okay. All right, Pastor, thank you very much for your time. Appreciate your insights. Have a wonderful day further. We'll talk tomorrow once again.
Thank you, my leader, and I wish you well.
Thank you very much. That's our Pastor John Majuru giving us some perspective on how history can be used to help us resolve conflict.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.